children are. And just as then, the according to flesh having been born, so the child according to having born according to flesh, persecuted or pursued the one according to the spirit. So just as Ishmael, just as that whole thing, they're not super happy with the one according to this, you know, there's enmity there. In the same way, also now. But what says the scripture? This is intense. Throw out the Paideskein, throw out the slave woman, and the son of her, for not the son will inherit of the son, sorry, the son of the slave woman will inherit with the son of promise. So, again, it's intense language here, but what Paul is saying is, look what actually happens, because this is a prefigurement. Abraham has to go and has to basically tell Hagar and Ishmael, you guys gotta leave. And God takes care of them, which is sweet. It's not just like, hey, go die in the desert. Like, God still takes care of them, but the command is a harsh one. It says, you guys gotta leave. There has to be this separation. He's saying the analogy is, with regards to the earthly Jerusalem, with regards to the works of the law, the food laws, the circumcision, all this stuff that's here, you guys have to kick out the slave woman. You guys have to kick out the slave woman and her son. So this, essentially, you can say everything that Judaism entails, you can't just hang on to it. There has to be this separation with the child of the promise. The child of the promise isn't going to inherit just along with the slave child. Make sense? So he's basically saying, this, what happened here, has implications for where we're at right now. Therefore, brothers, you are not, we are, of the slave woman children, but of the free woman. Should we, what time is it now? Oh my gosh, it's 11:15. Let me text my sister and see, it's way later than I thought it was.